Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope to sweep the sun with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I want to welcome you to Wednesday, January the 14th. What a great joy it is to be with you on radio today. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. We're on this station now Monday through Friday. We'll be going to the Lord in prayer for every preacher, pastor, evangelist, missionary, Lord willing, here in just a moment. I appreciate Wednesday night service. Don't neglect that. And preachers, can I encourage you, preach in your services and teach the Bible. And let's have more than just a little session. Let's have God. Amen. And let's get America back to some preaching and teaching. Father, bless every man of God. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Use them tonight. Lord, may you do something unusual in our churches tonight across America. And Lord, have you with your way. Lord, this nation needs revival. Forgive us of our sin. We confess our great sin, Lord, to you. And I pray you'll help us and heal us in this hour, in Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Well, I want to remind you again that you can check out our website, gbiradio.org, and also the GBI radio app is available. Maybe you got a new smartphone for Christmas and you're trying to fill it up with apps. Well, I hope you'll put our app on there, GBI Radio, and the app is great, and you'll have access to our broadcast stations. Also, on that app, you'll have PTG Radio. Now, that's an internet station only, but it's all preaching all the time. You'll hear messages by Dr. Larry Brown, Brother Brent Logan, Dr. Rudy Smith. You'll hear messages by Brother Kevin Broyhill. You'll hear messages by Brother Joe Arthur. You'll hear messages by Tom Malone, Curtis Hudson. I mean, brother, you name it, Howells, Roloff, they're all on there. And different times, they'll just be preaching, and boy, it's a blessing. Heard a message the other night about Brother Percy Ray on there. And boy, I tell you, I love good Bible preaching, don't you? And I will listen to more of it in the coming days. And I was thinking about something the other day. We have all these apps and all this social media and stuff. And there's no excuse why we can't listen to preaching in this hour. America has more access to preaching than she's ever had before. Yet America's more wicked than she's ever been. I'm going to tell you, somebody, this nation's going to stand in judgment. They really are. And people's going to stand in judgment for not heeding and for not taking a part in our spiritual opportunities that we have. If we sit by and let these go by and we do other things and we don't listen to preaching like we ought to and things, you say, well, I go to church. I don't want to hear any more preaching. Well, listen, you ought to listen to preaching. It'll make a better Christian out of you. Amen. That's right. All right, on this Wednesday now, we're getting ready to go to our message, and I hope it'll be a real blessing to you. We're preaching on prayer this week, and I hope that God's book will be a blessing as we go to the message at this time. She does sometimes, but don't tell her I said this. But she prays just like I pray. And I have to be careful because of my eyesight. She might be somewhere, and I don't realize she's praying at the time. I might walk up, and so I want to give her space. Men are very guilty. Woman, you get the meal on the table. You get the kids tucked care of. You clean up the mess. You do this, do that. You better give your wife some time to be spiritual. You better give your wife some time with God. You better let her have a place. I want my wife to have a place to pray. Amen. I want her to. I've offered her my office. I said, look, use it. Use the study. She don't like to do it, but I said, use it. Use it. I want her to pray. Thank God for a praying wife. Amen. I ought not tell you this, but I walked out of a service the other night preaching. My wife gave me. There's nobody in 41 years of preaching ever give me a compliment like my wife did the other night, and I appreciate it. I thank God for it. It just humbles me to think about it. I walked out of service. I got in the car, started home. She said, Ricky, she said, I want to thank you for preaching with the power of God on your life. Listen, friend, I don't want to stand in the pulpit. I don't want to be on the radio without God's power. I've preached enough messages without God's power. I've preached enough of them. And I don't want to be a powerless preacher in this day. I know some of you have left off the feeling of the Holy Ghost and you're afraid of that. I'm not afraid of it. I want to be several times a day. I ask God to fill me with the Spirit. I want to be yielded to the Spirit of God. I want to have a place where I go, have a place at my office here in the building, have a place at home, have several places. I want to go pray. I want to be with God. Amen. It's the only way you're going to get anything done, the place. All right, then, let's notice this. Amen. He said, enter into my closet. Can I read to you Deuteronomy 6 and verse number 10? Or excuse me, I'm sorry, Daniel. Daniel 6:10. Can I read this now? When Daniel knew, And we're going to use this verse again. The Bible said, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. You know what Daniel did? Daniel, by this time, Daniel was in his 90s. Most Bible scholars believe Daniel was an old man. Somebody said he could have been upwards of 98 years old. And they decided, they said, boy, there's this Daniel down there. And they said, we're going to get rid of that praying. And they said, King said, would you sign a petition that nobody ask anything of their gods or nobody ask anything of 30 days except for you? And they tricked the old king, and he signed that thing. And it was a hard day for that 98-year-old man, Daniel. You know why? Because Daniel knew he had to pray. Daniel, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit later in the study, Lord willing. But Daniel had a prayer schedule 3 times a day. Daniel met with God. Now, by the way, I believe that's optional in the Bible. But Daniel met with God 3 times a day. Amen. Evening, morning, and noon, I believe. I don't know for sure, but I believe he kept the psalmist prayer schedule. David said evening and at morning and at noon when I cry aloud. I believe he kept that. But anyway, Daniel, when he found out the writing was signed, you know what he did? He didn't go call 10 people. No, he didn't. He didn't go get a whole crowd and say, y'all better pray for me. He didn't do that. Let me tell you what he did. He individually. Now, by the way, if you do that, it's okay, I guess. I'm not saying, but I'm trying to get you. What I'm trying to say to you is I'm not against you calling 10 people to pray for you. But what I'm trying to get you to see is that you need to develop a relationship between you and God on your own so that when things happen, you can go to God about it. So you see, now Daniel knew that he'd be in violation of the king's law. And Daniel knew he is still going to pray. The Bible said he did what he did aforetime. Listen, some old communist ain't going to change my praying schedule. Why, they may take me out of here and cut my tongue out and kill me and throw me in the river, do whatever they want to, but they'll give me a free ticket to glory. But some old communist ain't going to. Somebody said the communists are going to take America, and they may do it, but they're not going to change my prayer schedule. No, sir. Amen. They may kill me, but they're not going to change my praying. Do you know right now in the European countries, in one of the European countries, they said that within 200 foot of an abortion clinic, you can't pray? Do you know why? Because they fear prayer, and the devil fears prayer, and the devil knows if you're praying, people won't go have these abortions and murder these babies. Amen. Let me tell you, prayer's to us. It's time us born-again fundamentalists got back to prayer. And it's time if we're getting our place of prayer working this nation again, friend. I'm going to tell you something. Now, prayer's going to solve what politics won't. You see, politics ain't going to clean everything up. I hate to tell you this, but if some of you put your hope in certain people and you think they're going to just clean everything up, it ain't going to happen, friend. Solomon talked about who can straighten out the crooked. Amen. There's things you ain't never going to straighten out in this country. I mean, Billy Sunday ran revivals in Chicago, Illinois, and look how wicked Chicago is today. They're still drinking their liquor, committing their fornication. I mean, they're still doping and drugging and gangs and all this kind of stuff. And Billy Sunday didn't remedy all that in Chicago. He didn't get rid of all the liquor. But I tell you what he did do. He made a difference for God. Now, God could have fixed it where God could be the winner and God could just eradicate all that, but he didn't fix it that way. God's not that way. And so, you see, but by prayer, we need to pray. But I tell you what, have you prayed for the wickedness of America? Old man Nehemiah. You remember Nehemiah, don't you? And old Nehemiah there, he got under a burden for Jerusalem. And Nehemiah, in chapter number 1, he confessed before God the sins of his people. I wonder how many of us have ever confessed America's sins? Buddy, she is a sinful nation. She's a sinful nation, but I love America. Amen. I still say God bless. I've heard people say, well, I'm not going to ask God to bless America. Well, no, you can do what you want to, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to ask God to bless her because I don't want to live in a land without God's blessings. You better want God to bless her. Amen. Amen. That's right. You better listen. God's a great God. Amen. Now, let's go on here. I want to show you another thing about this. Amen. Now, by the way, I want to say this. Daniel was faithful to his prayer. I'll say this, I'm talking about a faithful prayer life. Amen. Daniel was faithful to his prayer. He was faithful to his place. And I want to say that. Amen. Daniel was faithful to that place. Amen. And I want to say this, Daniel was found in his place. What a testimony. What a testimony. Now, somebody had to, for them to put this in the Bible, somebody had to know that Daniel kept on praying. I believe that crowd was watching him. Well, matter of fact, I know they were because they turned him in and he got thrown in the den of lions. Remember that? What a testimony. Daniel, this 98-year-old man, Daniel, you heard about the new law? You can't pray to God anymore, no more than getting on your knees in your house. Daniel never said a word. Daniel didn't debate him. Daniel never said, we'll see about that. He never said a word. He just went in his house, opened his doors toward Jerusalem, his windows rather, and that's what Solomon commanded. That's what the prayer that Solomon prayed, that if the children of Israel got carried captive, if they'd looked toward Jerusalem, and old Daniel did it scriptural, and old Daniel was just faithful to his place. 3 times a day, and then Daniel was found in his place. That's what got him in trouble. Daniel was found in the place of prayer. Well, I tell you this, if I was going to get thrown in a den of lions, I'd just soon get in there for praying as I would some disorderly conduct, wouldn't you? If I'm going to suffer and get thrown in prison, I'd just soon get in there for serving Jesus. Anything I know, how about that, amen? There might come a day when old Ricky Cothran's handcuffed and carried off to jail for preaching the gospel. Amen. I'll go to jail for a while. I'll accept a license to preach. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be licensed by the government if I can help it. Amen. They're not going to tell me what I can preach and what I can't preach. And if I have to, and by the way, you say, well, that's far away. It may be closer than you think. When the United States of America, amen, in a major city in America elects a communist as its mayor, it may be quicker than you think, friend. They could turn on the churches in a flat minute. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, it didn't change nothing in old Daniel's life. He's found, what a testimony he's found in his place. Let me ask you a question. When opposition come, do you quit praying? A lot of people say, oh, preacher said things happen. I just got out of church. Oh, you're so weak. You know, it's time to quit petting people and just tell you the truth. I don't want to hurt you, but you are so weak. Why, if you get out of church because your feelings are hurt, you are so weak. The Bible said, if thou faintest in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Why, somebody hurt my feelings, preacher. Man, you think my feelings ain't been hurt in 48 years in the house of God? My family started church 50 years ago. I guess I've been saved 48 years, been in church 50 years. Why, brother, I've been cussed, been lied on, threatened, everything else. Amen. Let me tell you something, brother. It ain't people that saved me. It's God that saved me. And I'm in this thing for God. Amen. I'm serving the Lord Jesus Christ. I ain't serving you or some preacher or some clique of preachers or some group of preachers. I'm a fundamental Bible-believing, born-again Christian. I'm an independent Baptist saved by grace. Believe the King James Bible ain't going to change on it and just going to keep on doing what I'm doing. Amen. But oh, Daniel was found in that place of prayer, that place. Amen. Then I want to say this. Amen. Not only was Daniel found there. Amen. But and Daniel, by the way, what do you think those fellows thought when they went back? And there's that 98-year-old man. He's still, amen. He was still praying. Amen. Daniel was faithful to his place, and Daniel was found in his place, and Daniel was a man of faith at his place. Now, how about that? Now, Daniel was a man of faith. That is, when you go to this prayer place and you're going to start praying, you have a regular prayer life, let me tell you, you're going to have some faith, buddy. There's no need in going to God if you don't think God can answer your prayer request. Well, preacher, God won't ever hear that request. All right, but there's no need in going to God if you believe that. Let me tell you something. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I've got my arm resting on this counter right here. That a dear brother, a good friend of our ministry, built this counter so I can preach on it, all right? So this radio equipment can set on this counter. I got my arm resting on this counter. I have no doubt that counter is going to hold my arm up. I've got no question about it. I don't even sit here and doubt that because this counter is stronger than my arm. Well, let me tell you something. When I go to God, it ain't just go to God. Now I lay me down to sleep and park my scooter in the street, and if I should die before I wake, will you send Abraham master break? God, well, friend, we come to the end of our Wednesday broadcast, January the 14th. We certainly thank you for listening today. And a card or letter would be nice if you'd like to write us. We'd love to hear from you and know where you're listening to us from. Please include the call letters of the station in which you are listening. If you don't know, just tell us a general area. Would you do that? All right. God bless you. And I thank you for listening today. Be sure to write us the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. A copy of today's message is also available on CD or on email. You just let us know which way you want it. It's free of charge. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cothran. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.